This is VUA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeely. Former U.S. President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris delivered an aggressive 1-2 attack on the character and performance of U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday as they made their election case for the first time as running mates. Biden pitched Harris, his former primary rival, as a smart, tenacious figure who will help him defeat Mr. Trump in November amid the pandemic, a cratering economy, and national reckoning on racism. Harris is making history as the first black woman on a national major party ticket. Many Democrats see her as appealing to progressives, mainstream liberals, some independents, and Republicans unhappy with Mr. Trump. President and his allies are attempting to cast Harris as too left for the country. One Trump-Pence campaign email describes her as the meanest, most horrible, most disrespectful, most liberal of anyone in the U.S. Senate without providing specifics. It also describes both Biden and Harris as two corrupt career politicians who urges voters to support the Trump-Pence ticket. The president and his allies again attempting to cast Harris as too left-wing for the country. The United States military reported that Wednesday Iranian forces boarded a civilian vessel in international waters in the Gulf. U.S. Military Central Command released a grainy black and white video on Twitter showing a helicopter near a large ship with a message saying, "In international waters, Iranian forces, including two ships and an Iranian Sea King helicopter, overtook and boarded a ship called the Wyla. According to tracking data, it's a Liberian-flagged oil tanker." One person said that it was taken on the Strait of Hormuz. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander for the Middle East is warning that elements of the Islamic State group are working to rebuild in western Syria, where the U.S. has little visibility or presence. General Frank McKenzie says that conditions in the regions west of the Euphrates River are as bad or worse than they were leading up to the crisis and the rise of Islamic State. McKenzie also warns that the coronavirus has complicated efforts to move people out of a refugee camp in Syria. There are more than 747,000 recorded deaths globally from COVID-19. The United States accounts for approximately 166,000 of them. There are more than 20,500,000 infections globally, and together the U.S., Brazil, and India account for more than half of them. U.S. President Donald Trump is touting the success of the U.S. economy and the coronavirus pandemic as he pointed to a series of charts in the White House, saying that the virus-induced economic contraction in the United States has been far severe or less severe than it was with peers in peer nations. Pandemic has taken a particularly heavy toll in the United States, which leads the world in coronavirus-related deaths and infections, followed by Brazil. Millions of U.S. workers have lost jobs as a result of this. Chile has lifted one of the world's longest quarantines, moving the capital of Santiago, central business district and adjoining central station, to a transition stage under a new one-step or step-by-step reopening. The country has faced one of Latin America's fiercest coronavirus outbreaks, but case and fatality rates have declined steadily over the last 2 months. People may leave their homes now on weekdays without the previously required police permissions and meet in the grocery. Small groups with businesses can gradually reopen. The government started to reopen the capital city 2 weeks ago by lifting the lockdown in suburbs to the east and south. While Disney World actors who argued that the Florida theme park's proposed coronavirus safeguards were inadequate to protect them have resolved a dispute over COVID-19 testing, according to a union statement. The Actors' Equity Association called on Walt Disney companies to provide regular coronavirus testing for its members who cannot wear protective masks while performing, as other park employees do. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.